The FFA chapter here at the Southwest, very important. And this year, it's been a, you know, kind of going back to the fall and now to the winter months and soon spring months. You guys got a lot accomplished. You're coming off a great great performances by your kids up at Curtis, aren't you?
We are. I mean, it's great to have a lot of kids that are interested in competing and representing themselves in the FFA CDEs. So we were able to take 33 kids. Some of them were double entered. So we had a lot of entries in the different contests that took place. Last Wednesday, and we found some success. We take a lot of pride in how we do in farm management, since it's a class that we teach here in farm management, and also that's my minor from college is in agribusiness/farm management. It's a great accomplishment for our kids to step up, and they place first place in farm management. And then, we teach a plant and soil science class here at Southwest, and to have our agronomy kids come in and perform pretty well. We don't have a lot of kids who come back in that contest, although this year we had some juniors, but it's always a contest that we address in our curriculum their sophomore year. And also those same kids, we also do land judging our sophomore year. And this year we had a team be able to go to state and then also qualify for nationals in land judging. So, I like the ones that fit within a curriculum to allow us to sit there and, teach all the kids instead of just a few in a contest.
Pretty large group of kids, both boys and girls, don't you?
We do. This year we're in the low 40s as far as FFA membership, which does represent over half of our total population of our high school grades 9 through 12. And so we do. We take a lot of pride in the fact that we have a lot of kids that come in. We're an affiliate FFA chapter, and that basically means that instead of each kid coming in and paying their dues and electing to join, it's a deal where our chapter pays a fee off of our fundraisers, and then that allows any student who enrolls in an ag class for them to be actively involved in our FFA chapter.
I'm sure over the years teaching this here at Southwest that you've had kids go on and agriculture as their livelihood, and they come back, and I'm sure you have interesting and really nice talks with them, don't you?
We do, and right now I'm starting to see a real resurgence in our, probably in your listening area, not just the Southwest School District, of kids that are former students of mine that have come back and settled in our area and utilizing some of those skills that we learned years ago in FFA and through ag education to be employed in our local area and community. In many of the agricultural careers, but also taking some of the skills that we learn related to like a supervised agricultural experience program and relating that to other professions that are outside of the agricultural world, learning those job skills. And, it's just like we have a lot of kids that participate in the employment skills contest. And, that carries over to all areas, being able to sit and talk. And also the ag sales contest is a great one that we've had some success in here in the last few years. And that's also one that helps kids learn how to one-on-one relate and talk in the business world. So, there's a lot more to be learned in the FFA program and in ag education rather than just agriculture. There's a lot of skills that translate to areas outside. But when you look at our Red Willow County and a lot of the jobs that are here, a lot of them are very agricultural based. And it's nice that we're able to train kids to come back to our local community and fill many of those jobs.
You said you had state competition and national. So when is all this coming up now?
So we have a state FFA convention. Will be at the end of March, the last few days of it. And it's the last week, that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we have that in March. Our national land contest will be the very first week of May. And so we'll travel to Oklahoma City with the kids who qualified. And that's May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th that we'll take a small group down and hopefully do very well down there in national land. We've got some kids that have taken real interest into land judging. And so it's kind of neat. And they're all juniors. Mm-hmm. And so I'll have them back. To help try and pass that on to the kids in the future. So we also have another competition coming up. We have another round of career development events that will take place on March 7th up at Curtis. And how nice it is to have a college like NCTA in our district of FFA districts that can host and do so much for us. And they do a great job at NCTA, Doug Smith and his crew up there, of having 300 kids just jump on their campus in one shot and try and help us utilize their rooms to feed us up there and try and entertain us a bit too when all of a sudden our kids get done with contests. So, you know, a big shout out to NCTA and everything they do up there at Curtis.
They're probably always hopeful that kids who have an interest in agriculture will come up and go to school there.
They do. They do. And it does help them out somewhat from the, like, it's when kids that come there, we even have some kids that are in junior high contest, and they get that exposure to their campus at a young age. And, you know, hopefully that translates into them for almost a free recruiting trip, you know, to get kids up there on campus on the FFA school bus and have see what their college and their curriculum areas are really all about.
How many years you been doing this now?
I believe I'm 32. I was a January hire back in 1992, so sometimes I count it comes up to 31, sometimes I count it comes up to 32. I take it as 32 years of being out here. So, yeah, it's been a long time ago that I left Kansas State and drove out here unknown to a job that I didn't really know what I was getting into, and here I still am 32 years later. So God bless his soul. I'll thank Don Farley for hiring that little kid out of Kansas State University and bringing it out here years ago.